Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
There's Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Hi, Bob. Welcome back.
Hi, John. How are you?
Pretty good. I don't suppose you're going to advise us to water our plants today.
I'm not going to tell you not to. We're still let me see, I actually have it right in front of me. It just came out this morning. 3.43 inches below normal for the season.
Hmm.
So you're not going to overwater them. And the ground really hasn't frozen. It's still pretty soft. We have one day of below freezing. It's not going to freeze it that quickly.
Yeah, but here is my thought about all that, Bob. So the water gets down there, and then it turns to ice, and then it breaks the roots or the things. That's crazy, but that was what I was thinking.
No, given the forecast, it's going to be back up near 60 on the weekend. Those roots are still very active, and they'll absorb it, and then they'll store it in themselves and use it for feeding.
No kidding. Any other advice for us now that the weather is turning a little bit, but okay, still usable? What else do you say?
I heard that somebody solved the cottonwood mystery when they called Dawn last week.
Yes. Yeah, so how did they put that? I'm trying to remember now, but
some with granola.
Yes. Granola mix. What should they? I don't know. They married a question between our nutritionist Don Jackson Blattner and you, and asked how to kill a cottonwood tree, which is
funny
because the trees in my neighborhood were really beautiful until the snow yesterday and the wind yesterday. I thought we were having a nice season, and now it's all coming down.
Well, these leaves are going to drop quickly now after that snow and the freezing temperatures that quickly.
Okay, but here on my phone, the high temperatures going forward are Thursday 51, Friday 55, then 60, 59, next Monday 63 degrees, and 50s, even 57 a week from this Friday. So still relatively mild weather, so maybe folks will still be mowing and whatnot.
Oh, definitely you still have to continue the mowing and get the leaves up. And if you want to mulch your leaves, and actually it's not a bad idea if you want to mulch your leaves to put them into a catcher and then use those, and then you have your own leaf mulch. Why go to the store and buy it? Go ahead and spread that over your perennial beds.
Okay, I was just thinking about that because I mowed my lawn last time and I had a nice combination of green grass and leaf, and it was all chopped up real fine. It was like a leafy mulch, and I just put it in a bag for the city dumpster. But I could save that and what about like sprinkle it on my perennials? Is that what you're saying, Bob?
It's a great blanket for the wintertime to put leaf mulch over the perennial beds. Yes.
No kidding. Over just around the root ball or bury
you can just cover the whole bed because it'll decompose over the winter, and then in the spring, the perennials will pop up through it.
How about that? And then do I worry that maybe there's some weed killer or grass fertilizer in that, that I'm going to mix it around the other kind of plants?
The fertilizer's not going to hurt anything, and the weed killer, it's not. There's nothing left of that either.
Hopefully not. I mean, you shouldn't have been putting any weed killer down right now.
Right. That should have been done in September.
Okay. 312-981-7200 if you have a question for Bob Bertog. 312-981-7200. Hey, Bob, I fertilized on Saturday and it never rained. Are the granules still effective after freezing and snow cover?
Yes. The ground still hasn't frozen. Those will still break down and they'll feed the plant.
Hey,
it'll
Bob,
be fine.
Can I aerate my yard still? I'm on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin.
If the ground is soft enough, sure you can, but you missed the big window to do it. If any, I would probably recommend to wait until spring at this point.
Well, what's the point of aerating the lawn if you're not going to put some grass seed in there? I mean, isn't that kind of the good way to get the grass to stay renewed?
Well, one does not have to be done with the other necessarily. The purpose of the aeration is to actually give the roots some breathing room. So it's kind of, I use the analogy like if you're in a crowded elevator before COVID, and then you'd fit everybody in there, and then when the door would open, 10 people would get out, and that's what the roots feel like. You know, when you're pulling that plug out of the ground, those roots feel like they just got to breathe some breathing room.
If I can't get new bulbs in the ground, how can I keep them over the winter?
Dark, cool place in the basement.
Do I set my lawnmower to the lowest? When do I mow my lawn for the last time?
After all the leaves are down, you want to mow it for the last time. You want to do it at 2 to 2.5 inches, depending on how you've been maintaining it all summer.
Okay, really? I mean, you're telling me that the wait for all the leaves to fall off the trees, not wait for a certain temperature or a certain height of the grass. It's when the leaves are done, that's the last mow?
Pretty much, because now that you've had a couple of hard frosts, the grass is really just, the roots are still working, but you're not going to get much top growth. So you can go ahead and start that 50% of it, the blade being water, has slowly dissipated, and that percentage is much lower now. So go ahead and start cutting it a little lower. But I'm not saying to leave the leaves on, though, until they're all down. This is a process where you got to do a little bit each week. Because if you just, the sun still has a major effect on landscape for photosynthesis. So you want to make sure that you're not covering your lawn in a complete blanket of leaves. You want the sunlight to do its job.
Yeah. 815, is there a best way to burn leaves? I'm in unincorporated McHenry County. No leaf or debris pickup. I must burn them.
There's got to be something on the village website. I can't recommend burning or not burning leaves. That's like the Cottonwood area. I'm not going near there.
Well, I think mostly we don't burn leaves anymore. That's just a lot of carbon, a lot of soot, a lot of smoke, and maybe the neighbors don't like it. I remember as a kid raking the leaves over there in Joliet. We may rake them all to the curb. And then we would just burn the leaves and sticks right in the, you know, between our lawn and the cul-de-sac where we lived on. Now, sometimes the leaves would be a little damp. And I know one time my dad wisely just got out of a can of gasoline and sprinkled some gasoline in the leaves. And then he set the gas tank away about maybe 10, 15 feet, set it down to keep it away from the pile of gasoline-soaked leaves. And then he went back to the leaves, where the gas has now had time to sort of evaporate a little bit, and struck a match. And this happened. And
yeah.
Dad got what was later described as a facial. And when the skin came back, it was like a baby's butt. But it was frightening, and that's one way to burn leaves.
That's your story. Stick with it. I'm not recommending that.
Bob says don't do that. This is Andrew. You're on WGN. Andrew, how can we help you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Bob and John. Pardon me. I moved from the city about 2 years ago, so this is all new to me. There's a beautiful oak tree right in front of my home, and there's literally thousands of acorns everywhere. What can I possibly do with these things? They're everywhere. Front, back, side of the house, on top of my roof.
Well, are you thinking you want, you want a recipe for pie, or are you just trying to think of a good way to pick them up?
Either way.
Bob, what are your thoughts about
that? What do I do with thousands of acorns?
You just can dispose of them because they're really hard to chop up. You'll ruin your lawnmower if you try and use those to clean them up. I've heard of people using shop vacs to do it. The thing with oak trees, yeah, sure, they get a lot of acorn stuff, but they're one of the most beautiful trees that everybody loves to have in their landscape. So if you don't, you got to take the good with the bad, I guess.
Do you have to pick them up, Bob? Can you leave them there? Will they just kind of work their way into the soil and be nutrient or something like that?
They're not great for the turf because they're not going to break down like a leaf will.
Yeah.
So they're just going to be, you got to rake them up. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. Again, there's literally thousands and thousands of them.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's an old tree, and this happens every 2 or 3 years or something. I read someplace.
Some years are worse than others. That's true.
Yeah, you got the mother load this year. I'll tell you what, hire a neighbor kid and give him a penny per acorn and maybe, you know, $1,000 investment. I don't know what it would cost.
It's going to be more than $1,000. I can't believe how many there are. So,
Andrew, hang in there. I'm sorry about that. I remember we used to have a thing you would push, and it was like a lawnmower, but it wasn't a lawnmower. It just had a little spinning wheel in the front with little bristles, and it would just kind of catch the leaves and throw them in the back of the basket. It was like a push rake gizmo. I wonder if
we're showing our age because I remember that exact same thing.
I wonder if that would catch the acorns and throw them in the back. Maybe not, though. Maybe not.
Maybe if you got a stiff enough bristle on it, it might.
Andrew, just go back to 1978 and pick up one of those. Kathy, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Kathy? You're on the air.
Hi, Bob. I have done that overseeding as per all your instructions, and I'm the woman that came. It all came out beautiful. What I want to know is I saw online that it'd be a good idea to put down Scott's fall lawn food. Do you agree with that?
Well, you've missed the fall feeding. Right now, if you're going to put anything down, you want to put down the winterizer, which I believe is part of their five-step program.
Yeah.
What's winterizer?
Like it'll just stay on, it'll stay on the bag the same way they have them. They have them for every season, spring, summer, fall, and they should have a winter one as well.
Okay, so it'll still work after this little snow goes away?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay, good question. By the way, 708, can I still... Thank you for the call, by the way. Good question, Kathy. 708, can I still put down Scott's winterizer? And it would seem to me like with 50s and 60s for the next 10 days, you could, right, Bob?
Absolutely.
Is it too early to cover roses and old wood-blooming hydrangeas?
Too early.
Really?
It could get moldy. Especially with the forecast, you're talking about 60s. Yeah, it's too early to cover roses.
My lawn service came on Monday to do a treatment, not to winterize. Were they too late for that, says 815?
What was the treatment?
It doesn't say here, but not the winterizing treatment. So maybe like the last call. Well, I don't know, Bob. Sounds suspicious to me.
They might just be ringing the register. Who knows?
Emmy, you're on WGN. What can we do for you? Hi, Emmy.
Hi. My lawn, in the spring, usually around March, I put down the Halt fertilizer and the weed and feed. And then in the fall, I've noticed I'm shaded by a sycamore and a large oak or maple tree in the backyard. And I'm noticing a lot of dirt in between the plants of grass. Should I be using a shade grass seed in the spring?
Yes, they have different levels of shadiness. You want something that's extremely shade tolerant, so it's going to have more fescues in it.
More fescues, very shade tolerant. Thanks for the call. 847, you can use acorns, guys, to make acorn jelly. It is a great Korean dish. Our previous caller is going to up an Korean acorn pie business. John, please ask if it is too late in the season to plant blood good Japanese trees, signed Jay from McHenry. Do you know about those trees?
It's a Japanese maple tree. If it's out of the ground right now, it's going to definitely survive the winter better in the ground. But I think you're going to have a hard time finding one out of the ground because those are pretty much picked over for the season.
But you're talking about if you go to a landscape company, they'll have them balled up in a burlap bag sitting there on the lot. If that's the case, better to buy it and put it in the ground than let it sit there for the season, right?
Right. But another thing to remember, too, though, is Japanese maples are very expensive. So you want to make sure that you're hand-picking those. You don't want to just call up this time of year and say, bring me a Japanese maple. You want to hand-pick it. You want to take a look and make sure it's got good branching structure. It's full on both sides. It's balanced. And as I said, this time of year, those have been picked through pretty much. So make sure you go and hand-pick it yourself.
Hey, Bob, listen to this. 630 said, a shop vac is best for acorns. I picked up 40 gallons of them, and I do it once a week. And 773 said, there is an acorn pickup tool that looks like a wire basket for a bingo game. It's about the size of a 16-inch softball, and you just roll it over the acorns. I suppose if you go online and type in acorn pickup tool, you can buy it online, huh? Sounds like an idea.
Yeah, I have a client that actually uses a shop vac that she said she's out there every day with her shop vac.
Okay, one last question here. Donna, can we help you? You're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, Bob. I just planted some new grass seed about 2 weeks ago, watered it well, you know, for the last 2 weeks. But I'm wondering now that it's gotten so cold, is the grass still going to come up, or should I keep watering?
Keep watering, but don't water it every day. Just keep it moist. A lot of times with this early heavy dews that we've been having, that's adequate moisture for the grass seed. You might get lucky if it gets back up in the 60s and we have plenty of sunlight. That seed may germinate, but it's a late window for it to grow. If you really have bare spots and you want a seed, there's a process called dormant overseeding, which is when you want to do that after Thanksgiving, when you know for sure the seed's not going to germinate. And you top dress and seed just the same way you would in the spring or the fall, and just let it lay there for the winter.
And then it'll get the freshest start it can. But if she put it in 2 weeks ago, she's probably got a nice little crop there started already, right?
I think they probably, some of the seedlings would have cracked already, yeah.
It's 1:29. I'm out of time, Bob. You think we'll have stuff to talk about next week?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay, let's make a date then. We'll do more of this then, all right?
Thanks, John. Have a great week.
Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.